The grant has been in the works for almost 2 years and would fund the construction of a cultural education center in Lac des Flambeaux. State Senator Dean Cowford had planned to ask the Building Commission to revoke the grant because the tribe has increased the number of walleye it plans to spear this season, thereby limiting the number of fish available for non-tribal anglers. But Cowford says he holds out hope that a meeting between the tribes and the Department of Natural Resources, scheduled for April 30th, will lead to increased bag limits for sports anglers.
There's a whole bunch of folks up north who really have some serious concerns about the impact of this. We'll give it a month. There's some meetings going on, and I'm trying to be, you know, send a message that I'm willing to be, you know, kinder, gentler, and really extend an olive branch to the tribes.
But a member of the Lac des Flambeaux Tribal Council disagrees. Ruben Santisteban says linking funds for the cultural center to tribal spearing rights doesn't qualify as an olive branch.
We should be able to balance tourism and our treaty rights in the state of Wisconsin being our heritage. Now today, to defer those meetings to a meeting to see what happens at a spearing and treaty rights meeting is not only I don't appreciate it, but it shouldn't be happening.
Governor Walker says he supports funding the Cultural Education Center, but agrees with postponing a decision. He plans to discuss spearing and a range of other issues at his quarterly meeting with the tribes in May before the Building Commission takes up the Cultural Center again. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.